بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأولين والآخرين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Hope you guys are doing great. It's been a while. الحمد لله. Reflecting on the book The Hikam of Imam Ibn Ta'Allah Iskandari. And after talking about those things that can kind of subtly come between us and our relationship with Allah, he continues with kind of the second phase of the text, and that is talking about those things which can help us increase our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you recall, the first he talked about was sincerity, ikhlas. And then moving from sincerity, he talked about interval isolation as a way to enhance our sincerity, and also to lead into what we're going to talk about today, and that is a tadabbur. The word tadabbur in Arabic is actually from the word dubur, da-bu-ru, dal wa dhamma, ba wa dhamma, and ra, of course, wa dhamma, dubur. And dubur actually means your back. So tadabbur, if you think about the world today and where we are and how people are living, it's very powerful because we're surrounded by a very shallow kind of curated world where the depth really isn't appreciated anymore. Like, remember Lupe had that song, Dumb It Down, right? Everybody wanted him to dumb down his language. So a tadabbur is to think so deeply about something that you enter and then you go out, exit its back. Like, you think about it in every way possible. So you run into its surface, you submerge yourself into it, so you go beyond the surface, and then you actually come out the other side of it. That's tadabbur. Subhanallah, man, Arabic is dope. So it implies that we move beyond kind of the shallow understandings that nowadays are presented towards people. A lot of that has to do because everybody's rushing, everybody wants to go fast, and you think deeply. So now the Sheikh is going to talk about a tadabbur. He says something amazing, man. He says, al-kawn kulluhu dhulma. He says, rahimahullah, that all of the creation is dhulma. If you translate dhulma, it actually means like darkness. But a better word for it here is like the abyss. Actually, something better means non-existent. Al-dhulma here means it doesn't exist. وَإِنَّمَا أَنْوَارُهُ. And the only thing that brings light to it, ظُهُورُ الْحَقِّ. ظُهُورُ الْحَقِّ فِي. Is the presence of light therein. Light can have a number of meanings here. But of course, first and foremost, is that it deals with the knowledge of Allah. That somebody sees when they look at creation, the names and attributes and qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we talked about in Essentials of Islamic Faith and that we talk about in the Master's Creed. That by looking at the world, I see subhanahu wa ta'ala the world through the lens of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence. This is a very heavy hikam, man. And it really is impactful. Because nowadays, instead of seeing the world through the lens of God, it could be argued that many people see God through the lens of the world. Case in point, how many Muslims do we run into when something doesn't go their way, they say, God is mad at me? No, he's not. You don't know that. Maybe God is pleased with you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You may love, hate something that's good for you. But we're looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the same utility and same shallowness that we look at, say, the New York Stock Exchange. The Sheikh now is challenging us to invert this. And he's challenging us to see the world through the lens of faith. وَإِنَّمَا أَنْوَارُهُ ظُهُورُ الْحَقِّ فِي. Now the question comes, how do we get to that point?